riding high, and you're looking fine, and life seems out of sight. But without that beard, and without those drugs, things wouldn't be so right. Jesus came to free you from a life of toil and sin. We'd sure like to see you let the Savior in. So what will you do? Bible's just not your thing. A few more years won't matter much. You're gonna give your life a flame. But what if Jesus comes back to take his church away? Yeah. Well, what if something happens? Do you know? Thank you.
your arms are folded as though you wasn't even there. Well, while the saints are rejoicing and doing praise and worship, you just sit there in your seat and just stay. Now you criticize the saints of God. That's the way they sing to give God the praise. Oh, but I can't remember not too long ago when you prayed God the very same way. Oh, what happened to your joy? I wanna know. I got to know. You don't pray no more, you don't shout no more, you don't even come to Bible study. I wanna know what happened, my friend. Oh Lord, can you just think about it? Oh my Lord, hey, listen. Now you used to witness to all the believers. I remember how you used to tell them that my God love them so. Now something in your life is going wrong, and you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it no more. But remember when we do this, told the Lord one thing, I'll go. Now the road that we travel won't always be easy, for he did not say Satan come and take our joy. But somebody told me that he can't take nothing from you unless you just give it up. You know that joy you had, that peace that you used to have, that peace that you know, and all that shouting and that way of giving and that friendly attitude. Why would you let there sit there and just let Satan just take it away from you? But I believe that if you just think about it, and think about, well, what happened? Just go back in your mind and think about it, yeah. Oh, where you first lost your joy. Think about it, yeah. I believe you can find it.
You can find it.
Oh, you got it.
If you go back to where
go
you
on back. There again, my friend.
You can find it.
Oh, you got it.
If
you
go,
go back.
And welcome to Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper, Sandusky, Ohio, formerly of Pomona, California. This show is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, ExLibris.com. At the end of the show, Pastor Cooper will give you some time to ask for prayer or any questions you might have. He might do it before the end of the show. He might do it whenever he feels it is appropriate time. I'd like to say hello out there in Kansas to Steve Howe, who is listening online, another brother from Pomona. Pastor Cooper, take it away.
Amen, brother. God bless you all today, and we thank the Lord for you. It's such a remarkable time in the Lord today. There's so many things I'd like to say, and unfortunately, time doesn't give me the opportunity to say them all. But I hope and pray that I do say some things that may enable people to get closer to God. Amen? Now, what I'd like for you to do is realize and recognize that we are not here by accident. We have choices. We can choose to be or choose not to be. And for those of us who have chosen to be in the presence of the Lord today, I believe God has a special blessing for each and every one of us. And I don't know about you, but I can always use a blessing from God. Amen?
Amen.
So while we celebrate the name of Jesus and lift him up and praise him, and we coordinate between the two of us on your side of the nation and where I'm located and where everyone else is located, we believe that God has a special blessing, not just for us, but for our whole nation. Amen? We are strategically located for the purpose of blessedness. And how many want to be a blessing today? Amen.
Yes,
I'm glad you said amen, dear, because everybody wants a blessing, but how many want to be a blessing?
Oh, yeah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
It's important that we realize this, because when we understand the power of being a blessing, amen, amen, then we have to feel so bad about seeking God for a blessing. Let me see that, if I may, please. Turn it off for me. Amen and amen and amen. So we thank God. I thank God for myself. I thank God for my family. I thank God for how he cares for us, keeps us, blesses us, prospers us, provides for us, and always protects us. He's an amazing God, and I have to testify. And anyone else that may have a word they want to share about the goodness of the Lord in their own personal lives, amen. This is fellowship in the Word, and feel free to do so, because he's mighty good to me. Even when you don't know he's being good, God is being good to you. Sometimes things go on that you just can't understand. And even in those times, amen, God is still being good, because once you develop a relationship with him, you realize that through Jesus Christ, everything in life has to serve you. Whether it be ups or downs, they still have to serve you because of your position in Christ Jesus. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we sit in heavenly places right with him. And so for that reason, amen, we worship the Lord today, and we want to give God thanks. Amen? Now,
amen.
Brother Lewis, if you don't mind, on the subject of thanks, I love the Lord so much, and I know that you are the radio host, and so respectfully, I'm asking you, I love him so much, but I'd love to just play this real quick tune on thanks. What it means to thank God. And then we're going to go into our daily message. Amen? Listen to this.
Amen.
Classic Katina song, if you will. And a song that we wrote as we were sitting in our living room in our apartment back in the day, and we were just going down the list of what we're thankful for, what we're grateful for. So we invite you to do the same. Think about what you're thankful for tonight.
While longer, wanna pray, can get you off my mind.
has a word for your hearts. Amen? The Bible talks in Numbers. Go to Numbers with me, the book of Numbers. Those of you who have your Bibles. And saints, I call you saints because that's who we are. We all need to have our Bibles with us. So go with me to Numbers 23. And I'm going to be reading to you from verse 19 because I want to show you just how steadfast and how powerful God is. And in having relationship with him, how you never have to worry about anything that he says, because everything he says is true. Numbers 23 and 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That verse tells me a whole lot about God. Because it's telling me, amen, that he cannot lie. So that tells me every word of God is the truth. Amen. So you can trust him. Amen. You can trust him like you can trust no other. Because like I said, man on his best day, intentions being good, and all of that, you can't trust him like you can trust God. Nothing can stand Amen. In the way when God. Amen.
That's
God
right.
will never let you down, praise God. And so he says, God is not a man that he shall lie. Praise God, hallelujah. Neither the son of man that he should repent. And then he goes on and says, this is the part I really like. He asked the question, has he said, and shall he not do it? So that tells me everything God says, he'll do. Amen. And you know, God is not one to put himself in corners or in traps for anyone. When he says something, he says it for a reason, because he wants you to have the blessed assurance that he is what he says he is, and that we can trust him like no other. The Bible says, hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So everything God says, he's going to do it. And if you all knew what I was talking about, you'd be getting happy just like me. Everything God says, he's going to do. We may as well just get excited about that, because how do you know what God says? Just open up the books of this Bible. It's the word of God. And every word in it, God is speaking it. Amen. Whether it's coming through a prophet, whether it's coming through the Son of God, whether it's coming through the apostle, God is speaking. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So everything in this book, amen, is what God is saying. And if he says it, I assure you he'll do it. If God says he will deliver you, which the Bible does say, then you can be assured he's going to deliver you. Amen. He's going to rescue you. He's going to save you. He's going to protect you. He's going to guard you. He's going to do everything he says he'll do. Why? Because the scripture says, hath he said, and shall he not do it?
Amen.
So we need to dig in, praise the living God, and just see what benefits we have in this word. Because according to God, if he says it, he'll do it.
Yes.
How many need some things done today from the Lord?
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, I ask that question in a general way, because no one has to be ashamed by saying, ooh, I do. Because God knows every living, breathing human being needs him to do something for them right now. Praise the living God. You need God right now, and you know you do. And we know we do. And God is saying, I'm giving you an opportunity, amen, to tap into me and get all your needs met, because there's nothing I say I'll do that I won't do. He said, if he said it, shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? See, God is not one that wants his word to fall down. He doesn't want his word to return unto him void. He don't want the word he speaks to come back and say, well, I tried, but I just couldn't do it. He wants his word to prosper in the thing whereunto he sends it. Go to Isaiah with me, chapter 55. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55. You got your phone on, dear? All righty. I'm gonna ask my wife Rosie to read this for me. Isaiah 55. And if you would, read verse 11. Because he's talking about his word. We want to get to where we trust God. Amen? Because you can't believe someone you don't trust. Uh-oh. You can't believe someone you don't trust.
Amen.
So we want to get to the place where we believe God, and we believe every word he says. And the reason being is that he's saying so many things, praise God. And he's always trying to extend us and increase us and advance us and prosper us. But he wants us to know, amen, that we have to believe him. But before we can believe him, we have to trust him. Go ahead and read Isaiah 55, verse 11, please.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Amen and amen and amen. He is so confident in his word. He said, and thank you very much, he said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. In other words, it won't come back to me empty. It won't come back to me undone. It won't come back saying, well, I tried to find him, but all I got was a voicemail. I left a message, but I didn't. No, his word works. And his word won't come back to God with any excuses. His word will come back to God in one way and one way only, praise the living God. And so God can say, well done, praise God. His word will always work, and we can trust God. How many believe that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read it again. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Amen. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You can trust him because his word is not going to trip you out and trip up on you and cause you difficulty. It's going to do exactly what God intends for it to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew, I believe it's Matthew. How many love the Lord today?
I believe in Matthew,
chapter 24, verse 35, he says this about his word. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Matthew 24, 35. Heaven and earth will pass away. But he says, my word shall not pass away. Amazing. Think about that. He said heaven and earth will pass away before his word will. So when he speaks a word, his word is truth. His word is powerful. His word is steadfast. His word is immovable. Amen. And we want to get to the place, amen, where we believe every word God says. And what we're going to be talking about believing today, amen. Go to Mark 9:23. We've been here lots of times, but we're going back again today because Jesus says this so wonderfully. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And it says, And it says, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, in other words, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Amen. So now we know we can trust God, because he's not a man that he should lie. And if he says it, he's going to do it. And if he speaks it, amen, he's going to make it happen. So his word will not pass away. He said heaven and earth will pass away. So we can believe now. And we can believe the word of God. And so Jesus is saying, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. We need as a people of God occasionally, we need some spiritual therapy, if there is such a thing. We need an appointment with the doctor. We need to go to a specialist who can talk to us all day about believing, because believing is the most powerful thing you can do in God. If Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible, that's got to be power.
Amen.
Praise the living God. Hallelujah. It's powerful anyhow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He talks like this because he wants us to know and understand. One verse says, with man it's impossible, but with God, he says, all things are possible. So he's telling us, amen, and that's also in Mark. That's in Mark chapter 10, verse 27. He said, with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. So what is Jesus telling us in Mark 9? He's telling us that when we believe, we have been elevated to a place of power where all things are possible to us, just like they are to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I know it's strong, but it's not wrong because Jesus said it. So if anybody has an issue with it, take it up with Jesus. I dare you to. Praise the living God. Because Jesus said it. Jesus said if you can believe, all things are possible. And then he said with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible again. So we want to get to the place where we believe because we want to get in that place where we can get some things done. How many know we're living in a time where we need to get some things done?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. There's too much tragedy going on. There's too much disaster going on. Amen. Amen. The whole world seems to be, amen, on a course of a breakdown and disaster. Why? Because there needs to be some believers at work. Because when you believe, all things are possible. I like how Jesus demonstrates that. He demonstrates it so well when he's on the sea. When he was on the sea, praise the living God, and you can find that in Mark also, because he means everything he says. And when he was out there on the ship, and we talk about this a lot too, when the storm was raging, Jesus believed so powerfully in his position in God that we should take a lesson from him. We should take many lessons from him. And he believed so powerfully that when the wind and waves were trying to dismantle the ship, Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, and he said, peace, be still. And my Bible tells me that there was a great calm. Why? Because Jesus said it. Why? Because if Jesus says it and he understands his position and he realizes that believing can help you accomplish all things, then what's stopping him from making the wind and the waves obey? Man, I wish I had some church folk on the telephone. I mean, seriously, we have position. We have been called by God. We are the children of God. We are the body of Christ. We are his followers. He is our shepherd. And we do things, amen, as he leads us and guides us. We learn to do things by following him, just like him. That doesn't mean we don't need him, because Lord knows we do. Because if we didn't have him, who would teach us how to walk in the ways of God? We need him more than we need anybody. You need Jesus more than you need the clothes on your back. But at some point, amen, we have to start, at some point we have to start doing what he does. We can't just play with this thing. We have to get to the place, amen, where we do take the initiative and do it like he does it, amen? Mm-hmm. Go back with me to Mark, if you will, because it's all about believing. And in Mark 11, he says something real good. Go to Mark 11, verse 22. 11:22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Can you do that today?
Amen.
Have faith in God. And you know, I'm speaking in these terms because I'm trying to encourage, amen, a conversation with our hearts. Because I just want to know, are we able to do what Jesus is telling us to do? Have faith in God. He has proven to us, amen, that he's not a man, that he should lie. Why can't we trust him? Why can't we have faith in him? Have faith in God. Verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. I'm going to say that again. But shall believe. Boy, that sounded so good. I'm going to say it again. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Good God Almighty. That's what Jesus is telling us. When we have faith in God, when we have faith in God, when we believe, amen, things begin to work for us that way. Amen. You know that ache and that pain that's troubling you right now? I'm talking to somebody. You know that ache and that pain that's troubling you that you can't seem to do anything about? It's about to go away right now because you're now, amen, you are now realizing that you are no longer in yourself. You are born again believer, and you are now in Christ. And how many know in Christ there are no aches and pains in Christ?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He got rid of all the aches and pains on Calvary. Aches and pains can't even come near you because of your position in Christ Jesus. And you just simply have to say, wait a minute now, there are no aches and pains in Christ. And I am in Christ, rooted and grounded and established in him. I'm walking with him. I'm walking in him by faith.
Amen.
And there's no room for sickness. There's no room for disease. There's no room for aches and pains. Aches and pains and sickness and disease, you're not even welcome in the place I'm in.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And I say this by faith, and we have to have faith in God. Because when you have faith in God, he gives you the power to speak to situations that way. Jesus just said you could tell the mountain be thou removed. He didn't say what the mountain was. The mountain could be that disease in your body. The mountain could be that financial mess that you may be in. The mountain could be that child of yours who just can't seem to get better. The mountain could be so many things. But Jesus said, if you have faith in God, he said, whatsoever, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whatever your mountains are, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. If you believe it, If you believe it, you shall have whatsoever you say.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said that. Jesus said, if you believe it, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That goes for the ladies too. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time that we start believing some things. Then it's time that we start saying some things. It's time that we start speaking to some difficulties. What do we have to lose? Praise God. Hallelujah. If Jesus said
Amen.
You can do it, why not do it?
Amen.
If Jesus said we have the potential in us to do that, why not do it? What do you have to lose? We need
Amen.
To start believing God's word. We need to put our trust in him. We need to have faith in God. You know as well as I do, and I'm not knocking this, but if something came in the mail and told you, here's a coupon, and you can go down, and if you buy one, you'll get the other one free, amen. Folks better get out of your way. Don't stand in the door because somebody's leaving to go take advantage of this. Rightfully so. And you ask them, well, how do you believe that? It's written right here. And they have every right to believe it because if it's written on the coupon, praise the living God, it's yours. When it comes to God's word, even more so, praise God, hallelujah, even more so, when it comes to God's word, it's written.
Amen.
And we can believe in it in the same way, even more so, and rightfully so.
Yes, Lord.
We need to get to that place, amen, to where if it's written, amen, we know it's the truth. And
Amen.
Jesus himself said, say to the mountain,
yeah.
be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You'll be surprised how many things you can do if you just do it.
Ooh.
You'll be surprised how many things you can get done if you just believe it.
Yay, amen.
And don't let the devil get in your way and tell you what you can't do, because can't do is no place in the word of God. Jesus is only instructing us on what we can do. I believe Philippians 4:13 says it like this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So can't do is nowhere in that scripture. And we need to get elevated beyond can't do, because that's what the devil has been doing for too long. He's been convincing people. He's been psyching folks into thinking they can't do what the word of God says we can.
Amen.
It's time
Amen.
For us to mature. It's time for us to grow up. It's time to believe God. Because I found that when you believe God, there's nothing you can't do. Because Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, will give you all the power you need to get anything done. If you embrace him by faith and just do it.
Amen.
We're getting up off and do nothing, and we're going to start doing some things. And please, don't let the devil tell you this. Don't let him trick you and tell you this. Don't let him tell you you're too old or you could have long time ago if you would have done it, but now look at don't even believe any of that. If you do, I have to take you back to Abraham and show you how God used Abraham in his old age.
Yes.
See, God is not worried about what your age is. God is concerned about how your faith is.
Amen.
If your faith is right, he'll take care of your age.
Preach.
Why don't we just start having faith in God like we're supposed to? Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. He wants you to know, amen, that you can live safely with him. He wants you to know that you can live securely with him. Praise God, hallelujah. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you went through, no matter how difficult it was, God is bringing somebody out right now. God is bringing you out right now. Go to Job. Go to Job, because he's turning things around. Go to Job, chapter 11. Go there with me quickly, if you will. Job chapter 11. And when you find it, somebody on the radio line, on the telephone line, say amen, and I'll begin reading. Job chapter 11, verse 13.
Amen.
He's talking about God. Mm-hmm. He said, if thou prepare thy heart and stretch out thy hand toward him, and if iniquity be in your hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. He says, because change is getting ready to come. Tell somebody, change is coming. Change is coming. He said, for
change
then, hallelujah. He said, for then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. And yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear. Because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as waters that pass away. Now he's talking to Job, because if you know Job, Job went through some things. But if you have faith enough to receive what the word of God is saying, even to Job, God will allow this same word, amen, to work for you. He says you'll forget your misery and remember it as waters that pass away. How many want to forget their misery?
Amen.
Amen.
Like I actually have to ask that question. You know you want to forget your misery.
Amen.
And the Bible says, God is saying that you will forget your misery and remember it as waters that pass away. We go up to the lake a lot where I live, and we watch the water move, and it's beautiful to see the water in motion. But once that water is gone, that water is gone. You're not looking at the same water. You're looking at some new water.
Amen. Amen.
So he says, you'll forget your misery and remember it as waters that pass away. And he says, in your age, I'm talking to that one who the devil's been messing with, trying to make you think that you're too
Amen.
Old to accomplish anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And your age shall be clearer than the noonday.
Hallelujah.
And thou shalt shine forth. And thou shalt be as the morning. Oh, that's good.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Praise the living God. It's good. It's good. Yeah. And if you don't think it's good, check your ID every now and then you'll see how good it is. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea,
yes.
Thou shalt dig about thee,
yes.
And thou shalt take thy rest in safety.
Ooh, peace.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the living God. That's how we want it. That's how we want to understand God. That's why it's good to study the word, because the word is full of things that God is saying to us. He's empowering us with his word. He's empowering us with everything he does. He empowered us when he gave us his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. But if we don't use the power of the word, the power is just going to waste on our behalf. When are we going to begin to use what God has given us?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Somebody just gave you a brand new ride. I hope it happens to you, too. Somebody just gave you a brand new car. Amen. You don't have to pay nothing for it. The title's in the glove compartment, already got your name filled out, and it belongs to you. It's yours. The keys are in the ignition, ready for you to go out there and take it over. And you stand out there on the corner trying to get somebody to take you to the store. What? Why would you need to do that when you got the power to take yourself?
Amen. Amen.
It's a waste of power to have it and not use it. When are we going to start using what God has given us?
Lord, thank you,
God.
Thank you.
Isn't it time? I mean, it's 2021. I can remember a whole lot of years. I go way back.
You and me both.
Oh, I know. It's 2021. Brother, 2021. Isn't it time we start using the power that God has given us? Isn't it time we start living like the people of God that he has intended for us to be? Look what Jesus did for us. Go to Revelation, and I'll probably close after this because I may have to shout a while.
Go ahead, brother. Do it. Do what you have to do.
Go to Revelation real quick with me. Because we talk about this a lot, but it's so good because we need to believe this, what Jesus has done for us. He's changed everything. When you gave your life to Jesus Christ, it changed everything. There's nothing that's the same. Everything about you has been made new. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 tells us about it. It says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us. I'm going to say that again. And washed us. And I say it like that because there's some people that think they're so clean, they don't need nobody to do nothing for them. But we all need a washing from sin. And he washed us from our sins in his own blood. That's what he did. That's what he did on Calvary. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, and I'm so thankful that he did.
Oh,
and in the process, verse 6 says, and as a result of that, has made us kings and priests unto God. Amen. Now that changes things. Your whole creation has been changed. Your whole status has been changed. Your whole positioning has been changed. You're no longer what you used to be. You're no longer how you used to be. You're no longer where you used to be because the blood has washed you so clean from every trace of sin. You are a new creation.
Hallelujah.
And my Bible says, amen, that he has made us kings and priests. That's what the blood washing did. That's what the shedding of blood did. It has made you kings and priests. It has made us kings and priests unto God. God doesn't have any issue with you being a king. God doesn't have any issue with you being a priest because that was his intention for you all along. From the beginning of time, when he first made man, he made man to be that way. He wanted man to be a man in that status, in that category, in that position. And we've been playing around with this thing for so long, and we need to quit this. It's time out for playing. It's time to get for real. It's time to start telling folks the truth.
Yes, yes.
So we can start walking
yes.
in our new position. So we can start living in our new position. Because if the Bible says I'm a king, then guess what? I am a king.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm not offering no apologies, and you better not say nothing to me, because if you mess with me, you got to come against God, because he's the one that
hey.
Says it.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm just walking in obedience to God's word. And as a king, I now have authority. As a king, I now have position and
yes.
a priest. And a priest. Not only am I a king, but I'm a priest. So now I'm anointed. There's an anointing on me to get some things done, spiritually and naturally. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My kingship gives me the ability to operate in natural authority. My priesthood gives me the anointing to operate in spiritual authority. We can do things, amen, like the great high priest that shed his blood for us. Because now, praise the living God, we have been transformed. And the only thing that needs to take place is the renewing of our minds. We need to stop thinking the old way and start realizing, amen, that what Jesus did on Calvary for all of us has made us brand new.
Hallelujah.
Now you can be old if you want to, but I'm going to be brand new. I refuse to be a commoner when the blood of Jesus has made me a king. I refuse to be a pauper when the blood of Jesus has made me a king. And then go to, Revelation chapter 5. I told you, this is shout material.
Mm-hmm.
And in Revelation 5, he talks about it again. In verse 9, he says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us. We've been redeemed. We have been redeemed to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. This is going on all over the world. It's not just going on for folks on the telephone line. It's not just going on for folk in the city. This is going on for everybody all over the world. Every nation, every people, every tongue, every kindred. That's what the blood did. It has redeemed us from sin. Redeemed. That means the price has been paid and you don't owe nothing.
Hallelujah.
That means the price has been paid for your wickedness and your iniquities and you don't owe a thing. We have been so blessed by the blood of Jesus. But I don't know if people really realize just how blessed they are. Things come up every day, distractions come up and try to take us out of the mindset, oh, let me finish this. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, there he's saying it again, and we shall reign on the earth. Now I know I'm wearing my crown. See, and look, if you see me with my crown on, don't try to make fun of me. It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus paid the price for it, and you should have on yours too. Because now, amen, you're no longer meant to be a pauper. You were made to reign on the earth. That doesn't mean get high-minded. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. His kingship is higher than ours. But I never read anything where Jesus tried to brag on it or make a rep for himself. He simply lived it. And all we have to do is live ours. We got to start telling these mountains what to do. We got authority now. Man, I feel like I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen.
Oh,
we have authority. We have the authority to tell things that have been dogging mankind. You got to stop it. You can't do this no more. You don't know who you're messing with.
No.
Mm-mm. You got authority now. It's time that we start using it. Amen? First things first, though. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and if you don't know for sure that you've been washed by his blood, right now, give your life to Jesus Christ. I know we're on the telephone, but we know God Almighty, amen. He's an omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. He can do this on the phone just like he can do it in the sanctuary. And open up your heart right now and give your life to Jesus Christ and tell Jesus, I want you to come into my heart, come into my life and take over. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe, amen, I'm confessing, amen, that you are Lord and that you and God has raised you from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Come into my heart right now and take over. And wash me clean by your blood.
Amen.
And if you pray that prayer with me right now in Jesus' name, your life's about to change, and I assure you, you'll never be the same. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's take care of first things first. Let's make sure everybody, amen, is walking, amen, in the blood covering. Now that you are. Now that you are, give God the praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's amazing. John 15 and verse 7. We read it a lot too. But in John 15 verse 7, Jesus tells us these words. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said, you can ask what you will. and it shall be given unto you. That's powerful. That's powerful. So now the things we used to have to tolerate before we abided, before we learned to abide in him, the things we used to have to put up with and tolerate, we no longer have to, because now he's given us power to ask what we will. Now we're people of God. Now we don't have to put up with things. We used to, but now all things are passed away. All things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's start walking in the newness of life. You know, we come on and we do this fellowship in the Word, and we do these by the grace of God, and thankfully by the grace of the host, who allows us the opportunity to come on his radio program and do this for the Lord. We're not doing this to waste nobody's time. We want to see some things happen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to see some things change. It's time to get some folks saved. It's time to get some folks in position.
Yes.
It's time to illuminate some folks. It's time to turn the lights on so people can see and realize and know that they don't have to take this anymore. Now you have authority. Now you have power in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God did not give us his only begotten Son for us to stay the same. He made it possible, amen, for his word not to return unto him void. And how many know that Jesus Christ is the word of God?
Yes,
he's the word of God made flesh.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And the word of God, and he returned back to the Father, but the word of God was not going to return until he got all the work done that the Father sent the word to go do. So now that the word has done its part, it's time that we start doing our part. Let's start walking like people, amen, who have been affected, amen, by the covenant and by the blessing and by the power that God has bestowed upon us through the gift of his only begotten Son. Let's start walking like children of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Brother Frank.
Ooh. Well, amen and amen. Powerful as usual. Whoa, powerful. Hope someone got something out of this. Pastor Cooper said, we're not just here for the fun of it, you know. We want to get something across to the people out there. In a little feedback, somebody's phone is close to the mic. But anyway, does anyone have a prayer out there? If you have a prayer and you're on the line, push the Wonder Love button. And if you are listening on the internet, 646-595-3338, and push the Wonder Love button. And I guess before we get to that, I just like to thank God myself for blessing me with a whole lot of, relieving me of a whole lot of issues, the IRS and FICO scores and all of this stuff that I've been fighting. It seemed like God in one day just swooped down and cleaned it all up. I'm serious, cleaned it all up, you know, and I have to pray for my daughters that helped that happen, but it happened. You know, I've been fighting that IRS for many years and got it taken care of, so I want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for my health. I want to thank God for my children and my loved ones. I want to thank God for Marcia and her family, Pastor Cooper and his family, and Sister Ari and her family. I heard she said, he called me Ari. her family, you know, we all go way back. And yes, indeed. And while I do have you here, Ari, can you get Corey to give me a call? I'd like to get her on the TV show again. So if you can get her to give me a call. Appreciate it. And okay. Anyone else out there would like to get a prayer in?
Yes, I have a prayer. Oh, go ahead. Oh, hi. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
I need to just thinking on particular aspects of the message, and I'm taking note of the part that says, before we believe him, we must trust him. This message on believing is really helpful for me today, and I really thank you, Pastor. And I'd like also to offer to ask for prayers for Aaron and Ileana Jeter, my son and his daughter-in-law and their family. And I know you've been praying for them already, Pastor.
Genuinely.
And I'm just believing, you know, and just going to be praying along for the process of their healing in their home.
Amen and amen. Yes. You know, I'm glad that you said that about believing, because believing works this way, and I'm sure you're learning this because I'm learning it too. Believing, when you commit to believing takes over and allows God and releases God to do the work. I think the problem with most people is that we're always trying to do the work ourselves. But when you believe, you're relieving yourself of that responsibility and you're putting it in the hands of the Lord.
Thank you,
by
Father.
Faith.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And he's able to do it, praise the living God, for our loved ones and for ourselves.
I believe it.
And for those around us. And so we continually keep them in prayer. But we believe, amen, that if they have a heart open to God, he'll do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. And that's for anyone who has a prayer.
Thank you.
If you have a heart for God, the Bible says he'll do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
How many know we got some power working in us?
Yes, amen.
And the beautiful thing is that the power works because the word says so. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I thank God.
All right. We got another one?
I just want continued prayers for James, and I also want prayers for my daughter. She's she needs prayers. She's a young adult woman in these times, and she carries a lot on her shoulders. I can see it, but she doesn't verbalize it a lot. So I want to add prayers for her as well, and my entire family, as always. And for God, and I thank God for his continued love and the fact that he gives me strength and faith to stay faithful to him in times like this. So I love him so much.
Praise God. While you were saying those words, I was thinking back on something that we had just ministered a few minutes ago, in the book of Mark, chapter 11, where the word says, have faith in God.
Yeah.
And that's something we all need to do. Because when we have faith in God, then that means we're telling God that we believe that you can do this thing.
Yeah.
The battle is not ours oftentimes. It's the Lord's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all are fighting battles. We're all on this battlefield. You know, mine may be one thing. Yours may be something else. Brother Lewis, it could be something else, but we're all on a battlefield. And faith in God tells God that we believe you can do it.
Yeah.
And so we believe. And we pray one for another, and we pray knowing, praise the living God. See, we're no longer in doubt. We know.
Yeah.
Because I found out you can't have faith and doubt at the same time. One cancels out the other.
Yeah.
Doubt cancels out faith, and faith just overcomes doubt.
Amen.
So we have faith in God. So we're all in this thing, and we're all in the thing together. So we pray one for another, and I'm praying for you like always.
Yes.
And I pray that you continue to pray for me as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because we all are carrying burdens. And I don't want you to feel like that you're in this thing by yourself, because I hear you, and I think about you all the time, and I hope you don't think that you're in this thing by yourself. The devil's just trying you.
Yeah.
The devil's trying you.
Yeah.
Amen. And you're being tried, but God's got a great work for you. He says your latter should be greater than your former.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Why don't we just make up in our mind right now that we're going to believe God, amen, for the latter.
Yes.
For the latter. And also, as it relates to your son and your daughter, amen, the enemy's trying to use their situations to hinder you, but don't let it happen. Anyone with children issues, anyone on the line with family issues, because we all have family issues. And if you can look back on your calendar, if you go back far enough back, amen, once upon a time, you may even remember when you were a family issue.
Amen.
I remember.
I'm not trying to be holier than thou on this thing today. I'm not trying to be self-righteous. Let's just tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is, brother. There was a time.
And if God can overcome us being family issues, he can do it for anybody.
Amen.
Yes, he can. Hey, that was very good, Pastor. I'm going to remember that one. Being a family issue. I know I was. I can remember a couple of days that you were too, right?
Well, I may cut this off before you decide to give me a biography. But
I got enough time.
Oh, no, you're certainly right about that. But you know, because we used to run together.
Yeah, amen. Yes, we did.
So there's no shame in that because Jesus Christ is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So now it's 2021, and we're preaching the gospel.
Listen, 40, 50 years later, we're doing just the opposite. But before we go, Steve Howe.
Wait a minute. 40, 50 years later, who are you talking to? No, I'm teasing.
I forgot. You still on Laverne Avenue wearing an Apple hat. I forgot.
I'm out here minding my business, but I'm only 35. No, I got to tell you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I got to tell the truth. I got to tell you, we're just having fun. I want the listeners to know we're just having fun because we're on the radio, and I know it's been broadcasted, and I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. We don't want to take away from anything that the Word of God has said today, but we're just having a light moment right now because the world is in so much turmoil, and people are lost because they really just don't know what to do in the midst of it all. When I listen to the ones who are asking for prayer, even the ones who are not asking for prayer need prayer.
Yeah.
And so we're praying for those, even the ones who are not asking for whatever reason. We know you do. God knows you do. We're just having a little fun talking about ourselves. But I just want to let you know that there's nothing too hard for God.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a testimony.
Praise the living God. Hallelujah.
And where we were and where we are today is a testimony. We just, you know,
no,
it's,
you said it,
we're
right.
Living
you said
proof.
40, 50 years ago, all kidding aside, you were telling the truth.
I know.
And so all kidding aside, amen, but there was no sign of preaching anywhere in that picture. So we thank the Lord for that.
No.
And I just wanted somebody to know, amen, that God can fix your situation. And your family issue does not have to remain the same.
Well, listen to everybody, and Pastor Cooper. Steve Howe, he's a very talented musician and a man of God, and he's listening online right now out in Kansas.
Right.
But he sent me a song, and he was saying, maybe you can play this on the Pastor Cooper show. And I got it, and I want to play some of it. I played it at the beginning earlier before we came on, but I want to play this again, some of this, and it's called All Consuming Fire. Do you remember Steve Howe on Laverne?
Yes, I do.
The redhead guy? I know you do. Amen.
Right.
Here we go with Steve Howe, Consuming Fire.
Thank you. consuming fire. You're my heart's desire, and I love you dearly, dearly, Lord. You're my meditation and my consolation, and I love you dearly, dearly, Lord.
All right. That's just a snippet of it. We'll be playing this on Words of Inspiration and at the beginning of this show and just throwing it in there. But I want to thank you, Steve, for putting this together for us. And yes, indeed. Amen and amen. All right, folks. Hopefully we'll be back next Sunday. I'll get with you during the week, Pastor. I may have to do something this next Sunday. Well, you know what? We'll be back in 2 weeks. I have to make a stop off at Faith Community Church tomorrow, next Sunday, Reverend Reed, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. So,
all right.
Thanks, everybody, and God bless. Talk
God
to you
bless
later.
You all.